Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, have you been out and about and perhaps had to go to the loo but had nowhere to go? Access to toilets has been a huge issue in the pandemic, with most businesses closed. There's very little or no access to sanitary facilities in our urban centres. Well, today Dublin City Council has issued a tender for temporary retail units such as coffee docks to provide toilets in high footfall non-residential parts of the capital. I'm joined now by Green Party Councillor Claire Byrne. And Claire, thank you for joining us this evening. This has become a bit of a thing, really, in particularly in the last year, hasn't it? Because people have nowhere to go, literally, because all the shops and restaurants are closed. They can't get into a toilet anywhere. I know this isn't your particular proposal in relation to this invitation to tender that's been put out by Dublin City Council, but I also know that you've been looking at this issue for quite a while. Can you tell us what's in the Dublin City Council tender and whether you think they've hit the right note with it?
Hi, and thanks a million for having me on. Yeah, look, this isn't a new problem. It was a problem long before the pandemic, but I think COVID has really exposed the demand, but also the lack of basic facilities that we're providing as a city, such as public toilets. So while what Dublin City Council have announced today forms part of the solution, I kind of think it just doesn't really go far enough. I think the terms and conditions are very restrictive, things like not allowing port loos or temporary toilets kind of only leaves very expensive options. We do need standards. We need them to be clean. We need them to be accessible. But I don't see how this is going to be a very particularly attractive proposition. Also, the length of time it's going to take. This is open until the 14th of May, so it's going to be at least June or the end of June before they're in place. And we need these facilities now. Like, what are we going to do in the meantime? We're already seeing people gathering outside. It's a huge problem across the city, particularly in my own area in Portobello, Grand Canal Dock, where people, you know, the residents are just tormented with people literally urinating on their streets, and it's really becoming a health and safety issue. So we need more immediate action, and we need it now.
And is immediate action Portaloos then? Is that what you're talking about?
I mean, we have two, obviously, that have been put in Wolfetone Square and also on Grafton Street, which work. We have a model that works. I mean, I appreciate that they're very expensive, but I did secure $200,000 back in the 2019 budget for public toilets, which were delayed because of COVID, and that money is still there. So while I think this approach does form part of the mix, we do actually need to be looking at short-term COVID responses, but also more long-term facilities as well, and a range of different facilities to meet the different needs of the citizens of Dublin. So things like, you know, we could look at paid options, we could look at advertising on the temporary toilets as a revenue, we could look at charging for them, or people making donations if they feel like they have the money, or introducing card systems so they become relatively revenue neutral. Like, I think we just have to be a little bit more creative than this one solution that the Dublin City Council seem quite tied to, and it's almost a little bit like abdicating the responsibility of Dublin City Council to provide these basic services.
Because what the City Council is doing is that retailers will be able to set up kiosks selling items such as coffee if they also provide a self-contained public convenience. So it's sort of being linked to a service provision.
Exactly. But they're also not allowed near any residential areas. So again, it's very limiting as to where they will go. And, you know, is this actually going to provide the sanitary facilities in places that really need them? And to me, it seems that they won't in this current form. I mean, look, we're going to be outside for the foreseeable future. There are other solutions we should be looking at, like, you know, for example, anywhere that's providing a takeaway service at the moment really should be opening up their toilets. Likewise, we should be opening them in our public buildings. But my understanding is the advice from NEFIT is you know, they're not allowing that
Your line is just cutting out, and we will have to leave it there anyway. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Claire Byrne, Green Party Councillor.